ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 3 Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yah swanu bhava makila shruti saramekam.
Yah swanu bhava makila shruti saramekam.
Adhyatma deepam atititir shatam tamondham. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam
Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam
Tang vyasa sunam upayami guru muninam
Tang vyasa sunam upayami guru muninam
It's only needed if there are flies. If there are no flies, then not needed. Yah swanu bhava makila shruti saramekam.
Yah swanu bhava makila shruti saramekam.
Adhyatma deepam atititir shatam tamondham.
Adhyatma deepam atititir shatam tamondham.
Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam.
Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam.
Tam vyasa sunam upayami guru muninam. First translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge after having personally assimilated it by experience. Purport. In this prayer, Srila Suta Goswami practically summarizes the complete introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural supplementary commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. The Vedanta Sutras, or the Brahma Sutras, were compiled by Vyasadeva with a view to presenting just the cream of Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on this cream. Srila Shukadev Goswami was a thoroughly realized master on the Vedanta Sutra, and consequently he also personally realized the commentary. Srimad Bhagavatam. And just to show his boundless mercy upon bewildered materialistic men who want to cross completely over nescience, he recited for the first time this confidential knowledge. There is no point in arguing that a materialistic man can be happy. No materialistic creature, be he the great Brahma or an insignificant ant, can be happy. Everyone tries to make a permanent plan for happiness, but everyone is baffled by the laws of material nature. Therefore, the materialistic world is called the darkest region of God's creation. Yet, the unhappy materialists can get out of it simply by desiring to get out. Unfortunately, they are so foolish that they do not want to escape. Therefore, they are compared to the camel who relishes thorny twigs because he likes the taste of the twigs mixed with blood. He does not realize that it is his own blood and that his tongue is being cut by the thorns. Similarly to the materialist, his own blood is as sweet as honey, and although he is always harassed by his own material creations, he does not wish to escape. Such materialists are called karmis. Out of hundreds of thousands of karmis, only a few may feel tired of material engagement and desire to get out of the labyrinth. Such intelligent persons are called jnanis. The Vedanta Sutra is directed to such jnanis. But Srila Vyasadeva, being the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, could foresee the misuse of the Vedanta Sutra by unscrupulous men, and therefore he personally supplemented the Vedanta Sutras with the Bhagavata Purana. It is clearly said that this Bhagavatam is the original commentary on the Brahma Sutras. Srila Vyasadeva also instructed the Bhagavatam to his own son, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who was already at the liberated stage of transcendence. Srila Shukadeva realized it personally and then explained it. By the mercy of Srila Shukadeva, the Bhagavat Vedanta Sutra is available for all those sincere souls who want to get out of material existence. Srimad Bhagavatam is the one unrivaled commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Sripad Shankaracharya intentionally did not touch it because he knew that the natural commentary would be difficult for him to surpass. He wrote his Sharirika Bhashya, and his so-called followers deprecated the Bhagavatam as some new presentation. One should not be misled by such propaganda directed against the Bhagavatam by the Mayavada school. From this introductory shloka, the beginning student should know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the only transcendental literature meant for those who are Paramahamsas and completely freed from the material disease called malice. The Mayavadis are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because Sripad Shankaracharya's admission that Narayana, the Personality of God, despite Sripad Shankaracharya's admission that Narayana, the Personality of Godhead, is above the material creation. The envious Mayavadi cannot have access to the Bhagavatam, but those who are really anxious to get out of this material existence may take shelter of the Bhagavatam because it is uttered by the liberated Srila Shukadeva Goswami. It is the transcendental torchlight by which one can see perfectly the transcendental absolute truth realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. This is a very suitable verse for offering prayer before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, along with the next verse. This is a famous verse. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiriyat. This verse praises both the Srimad Bhagavatam and Shukadev. And as with any meaningful praise, its words are of actual import. It's easy to praise people with empty words, but here we see that the Srimad Bhagavatam is glorified in the best possible way for any piece of literature. Most literature in the world is rubbish. Real literature that is helpful to human society should give knowledge. Knowledge is meant to help improve our condition. The Vedanta Sutras give us knowledge of how to improve our condition in the best possible way. The Vedas give knowledge of this material world and how to live in this world. Of course, when we say the Vedic, we can include the whole corpus, the Vedic literature. That means the Vedas and the Upavedas, Puranas. There's so much information there about how to live in this world. There are so many sciences and sub-sciences are described there. Then they're all for improving our condition in this world. When we come to the Vedanta Sutras, we learn that however much we may improve our condition in this world, it's better to get out of this world. So the Vedanta Sutras may be described as Shruti Saram, the essence of the Vedas. Generally, the commentators on this verse that we're reading here, they take Akhila Shruti Saram to mean the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Srila Prabhupada takes it to be the Vedanta Sutras, on which the Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary. Srimad Bhagavatam is described elsewhere here in Srimad Bhagavatam as Sarva Vedetihasanam Saram Saram Hildahritam. It is the essence of the essence of all the Vedas and Puranas and Itihasas. So, if we take the essence to be the Vedanta Sutras or the Vedanta, we say Vedanta in general. Vedanta means the, when you've been through everything, then you come to this. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. The Vedanta Sutras begin with the aphorism that now one should inquire, therefore one should now inquire into the nature of ultimate reality. First I'll take this part. So that is the subject matter of the Upanishads. The Upanishads are generally in forms of questions and answers, inquiry, giving knowledge of Brahma, that which is beyond this world of birth and death. It's beyond and within also. It's here and it's there. Sarvam kalvakyalam Brahma. Everything. Here, in this world and beyond it, everything is Brahma. Everything is of the nature of transcendence. Of course, this has to be understood properly. So this knowledge of Brahma can be attained, of what is beyond this world, can be attained by people who are interested to go beyond it. Mostly people are tamandham, two words which give similar meaning, darkness and blindness. The condition of this material world is one of darkness and blindness, of ignorance of our real need. So someone who is eager to inquire about our real need, they should come to Vedanta. And prior to that, atato dharma jignasa. Prior to that, pious people who follow the Vedas, they're interested in the following dharma for the sake of getting artha and karma, for attaining an economic position and sense gratification in a pious way. This atato brahma jignasa opens the Mimamsa Sutras, of the Jaimini, the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. So the essence of the Vedas is summarized, the real message of the Vedas is to point us toward transcendence. Amananti yad padam. That's Vedic. All the Vedas point to that. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. And it is, in this way, it is the essence of all the Vedas. Or it can be seen to be, if we take the Vedanta Sutra, they both can be said to be the essence of all the Vedas. Therefore, it is Adhyatma Deepam. It is the torchlight of spiritual knowledge. In the Vedas, there are so many directions about this material world, but The Srimad Bhagavatam gives us knowledge of adhyatma, of our position, spiritual position. It's the torchlight of spiritual knowledge. In this way, Srimad Bhagavatam, we often hear Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. Krishna himself describes himself as the Gyanadipam, Te Shama Ivandukam Partam Mahama Gyana Jangtamaha Nashyami Atma Bhavasto Gyanadipena Bhasmata. Krishna says unto his devotees who are endeavoring to serve him with love, he, being compassionate for them, enlightens them from within the heart as the torchlight of knowledge. So Gyanadipa or Adhyatma Deepa, they are synonymous, because jnana ultimately means adhyatmic, spiritual knowledge. Knowledge of how to live in this world, it can't actually be decorated with the title jnana in the proper sense of the term. Because after all, even animals have some kind of knowledge. So that how to live in this, they have knowledge how to eat, sleep, mate and defend. So humans who have knowledge of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they're sophisticated contrivances for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's not what can properly be called knowledge. So Gyanadipa, Krishna within the heart, gives knowledge, becoming he himself is the light of knowledge. He gives knowledge. He withdraws it also for those who don't want it. That matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. From him comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So Srimad Bhagavatam is especially meant to help us remember Krishna. And it was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. Of course, Bhagavatam in seed form, four verses, was spoken originally means Bhagavatam is eternal, but within the time frame of this universe, or this day of Brahma, then the Supreme Lord spoke this to Brahma in four seed verses, the essence of the Bhagavatam, and that was spoken, the knowledge of the Bhagavatam. We have, for instance, Maitreya to Vidura. It's all, what they speak is all Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva, at the end of Dwarapayuka, he wanted to commit this to writing. So he gathered the essence of all spiritual instruction that had been spoken and recorded. Of course, he is Trikala Gya. He can see past, present, and future. So he has access to all spiritual teachings in the past, in the future. He can also, just like Shukadeva Goswami, as described in the previous verse, he is Sarvabhuta Hridayam Munimanatosmi, offering respects to Shukadeva as he, that great transcendental personality who can enter into the hearts of all. So Vyasadeva is all-knowing, Vidvan, he is described as Vidvan, Chakra Sattvata Sanghitam, he who made the Sattvata Sanghita. Sattvata Sanghita means the Sanghita means a compendium, and Sattvata means of the devotees. That's another name for Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva, he made this, and he taught it to his disciples, and specifically he taught it to Shukadeva, Dwaparado Pita Dwaipayanayaraham. Shukadeva says that this was taught to me at the end of Dwarapayuga. Adhitavan Dwaparado Pita Dwaipayanayaraham. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva says, which is the essence of all the Vedas, is called the Bhagavatam. It was taught to me by my father, Dvaipayana, another name for Vyas. He's born on an island. He recited this to me at the end of the Dwarapa Yuga. So he recited this to Shukadeva, and Shukadeva, he absorbed this and experienced it, svanubhava, and he delivered that to Parikshit. And not only to Parikshit, there were so many great personalities present. So he's addressed here as Guru Muninam, the guru of all great personalities. There's toward the end of this first canto, we'll find a list of the main saintly people who came to hear Shukadeva speak to Parikshit, Srimad Bhagavatam. They're only the main ones, there are others also. Any one of those great personalities who came, we can bow our heads down to the lotus feet. They're all big personalities. Great personalities in transcendental knowledge, but they all were happy to hear Shukadeva. They wanted to hear him speak, including who came to listen, including Vyasa himself, who'd spoken the Bhagavatam to Shukadeva, and including Narada, who was the guru of Vyasadeva. They all came to hear him because he had assimilated it by his own experience, and then his realizations were such that even his own guru had given him this knowledge, wanted to hear from him, which gives a clue as to how spiritual knowledge is received within the heart of a submissive, pure-hearted disciple receives spiritual knowledge, and that knowledge is received in the heart, and then that is nourished by the pure intention of the actual disciple and Krishna himself through his emissary, Shuddha Saraswati. She's prayed to in the next verse, Devim Saraswatim. We should hear Srimad Bhagavatam offering respect to Saraswati. This does not mean the Saraswati who is worshipped in the springtime by mundane scholars for getting mundane knowledge, but it means she who is the knowledge potency of Srila Narayana, and she gives spiritual realization. So she helps the devotees, whereas she's called Shuddha Saraswati, whereas Dushta Saraswati, her expansion in the material world helps people to get more and more knowledge and go further and further away from Krishna. They want that. So this Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadeva to so many great munis out of his own experience and realization when he was speaking Bhagavatam. He was actually, what he's talking about is just like is stated therein, that by hearing Bhagavatam, Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati, by discussing Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, Satam Prasangama Mavirya Sangvido Bhavanti Karna Rasayana Kataha Tadjoshwanad Ashva Pavarga Vartmani Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. By discussing Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, by discussing about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the doorway to liberation is opened, and gradually one's faith deepens, one's attachment or feelings for Krishna, and ultimately bhakti, prema bhakti, pure love of Krishna, awakens. So Shukdev was practically experiencing this as he spoke the Bhagavatam, and his own realization increased more and more and more. So he was the guru of so many munis, and he spoke this Bhagavatam not only for great transcendentalists, but for materialists also. This Bhagavatam is meant for great transcendentalists. And materialistic people, they're interested in cheating religion. But Bhagavatam is dharma projita kaitava atra paramo nirmat saranam satam. It is rejecting all materialistic conceptions of religion. It's meant for persons who are pure-hearted paramahamsas, who are completely free from any malice. Srila Prabhupada uses the word, was it malice? It's somewhere in the purport there. Yeah. But Shukadeva has delivered this Bhagavatam on behalf of Vyasadeva to help even materialistic persons. Srimad Bhagavatam can be approached by persons who are interested in the highest goal of life. Those who have been through Atato Brahma Jignyasa, inquiring about dharma, doing everything in terms of dharma, becoming frustrated, wanting liberation, and then even going beyond the impersonal concept of spiritual realization and desiring to hear about Krishna. So Shukadev, he spoke this. Vyasadev had spoken it to him. It was given by Vyasadev specifically for paramahamsas, but also specifically for people in Kali Yuga. Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma gyana dibi saha kalao nashta drishame shapurana kodano ditaha. Krishna left this world at the end of the Dwarpa Yuga, and he is the very form of all dharma and jnana. So that all went with Krishna, but it remained in this world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And persons in the darkness of Kali Yuga will get light from this sun-like Srimad Bhagavatam. So Jnana Deepa, Adhyatma Deepa, within the heart it is the torch of knowledge, and from outside, the light from outside comes from the sun. So both metaphors are apt. Metaphor is rupak, and apt is samanjas, like that, yogya. So Shukadev spoke this Bhagavatam out of great mercy. It's not really meant for the fallen people of this. It's not. It's meant for topmost munis. Even beyond munis, for the best, yeah, topmost munis, paramahamsas. But he spoke it in such a way that even materialistic, sangsarinam means materialistic people. Shukadev was such a renounced person that when he was in the womb of his mother, he thought, I don't want to come out, because then I'll be a baby, and then I'll grow up, and there'll be all this goo goo gaga, what a nice little baby, pat them on the head, and all this kind of, I don't want to, that's all Maya, he thought. I don't want to be in any home. This grihastha life, it's all just Maya. So he thought, I'll stay in this womb better. I won't come out at all. So eventually, at Krishna's behest, Krishna came and said, hey, Shuka, do us a favor there, just get out of your mother's womb. So he came out, but he didn't remain at home. He left home. 16 years in the womb. And he left home. That's described in the previous verse. That his father was calling him, but, oh, my son. But Shukadev didn't answer. Only the trees replied. They echoed the sound. So he was a highly renounced person. He didn't want to be in home life. Even his father was Vyasadev. But he thought it was too much maya, all this home life. But he spoke Bhagavatam out of compassion for the persons who, generally the word samsari can mean anyone in the material world, but it's often used in relationship to married people. Is it there in your Telugu also? You say like that, samsari, with the idea that those who have renounced the world, well, they're getting out of it. And those who are in grihastha life, well, for them, they're just going to have to go on. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. That's what you get for being material. How does this cycle of material existence go on? Due to material attachment. And grihastha life is full of material attachment. Griha, kshetra, sutarta, vitair, home, property, children, wealth, friends. It's all maya. So what to do to help such people? If hardly anyone takes up spiritual life seriously. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhiye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang veti tatvata. Hardly anyone takes up spiritual life seriously and renounces this world. And those who do, very few of them attain success in doing so, and those who attain success, very few of them come to the real point, which is Krishna and Krishna consciousness. So Shukadev, although he's completely renounced himself, he has great compassion for the materialistically bound up people, and therefore, out of great compassion, he spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam for their benefit also. In other words, really to enter the mysteries of this Bhagavatam, one has to be a Paramahamsa. It's described as Purana Guhyam in this verse. Purana Guhyam. It's very mysterious. So one, it requires not exactly intelligence, but spiritual purity to be able to understand the mysteries of this Srimad Bhagavatam. And then that will be manifest within the heart by the mercy of Krishna, someone who's very pure. Now, samsari means not pure, material attachments, not very pure. So how are they going to be able to understand this Purana Guhya? By the mercy of Shukadev. And that mercy is coming down in the disciplic succession. Purana Guhya, most mysterious. Actually, the subject matter is not that difficult to understand. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it seems very straightforward and easy to us. I think we need some chairs. Please bring some chairs. It seems very straightforward and easy to us, but for the average person, these topics are not at all easy to understand. But especially the topics, even the beginning talk, that dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho tayo pakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hismitaha. That religious activities are not meant for sense gratification. One should desire to maintain the body only for the sake of advancing in spiritual knowledge. So if people hear this, the whole purpose of life is spiritual. And most people, for them, they can't accept or understand or appreciate this at all. So for us, you say, yeah, of course. But for most people, they can't understand. That means they can't even begin to understand this, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Can't even begin. So therefore, Purana Guhyam, it's very mysterious because people can't understand it. You may have had the experience. If you remember at school, studying mathematics, and some new concept is shown, and it just looks completely impossible. Some new idea. So I remember when I first saw the teacher said, now we're going to have something new, and he put some calculus on the board. What is that? He started to understand it. Oh, it seems completely impossible. But by the mercy of the teacher and of the Lord within the heart, you can gradually understand it. I didn't know it was the Lord within the heart, nor did I appreciate the teacher at the time. It is, even materially, there are things which seem highly mysterious. And if someone was to try to explain to us string theory, for instance, we would be bewildered, and they're probably bewildered themselves also, but they don't realize it. The great hope from the 1970s onwards of solving all the problems of physics, and then they found themselves in more of a mess than they started out with. They tied themselves up in all kinds of strings. It is a very mysterious matter, and what to speak of the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's not so difficult to understand if someone is pious, devotionally inclined, but then to understand how he is subordinate to his devotees. He's tied up by his mother, his little boy, tied up by his mother. For us, it sounds very normal. But for most people, how can they appreciate at all? And then we find Shukadev's comment in this regard that, what is that? Nayang Sukarpa, not that one. Nashriyan. Prasadam Labhire Gopi, not Tot. No, Prasadam Labhire, I can't remember the verse. Should revise my verses. Nashriyar Apyanga Sangshaya. Prasadam Labhire Gopi, not Tot Prasada Vimuktidat. Something like that, I can't remember exactly. Not even Brahma or Shiva or Lakshmi got the same mercy as Mother Yashoda got. That he who is Vimuktida, who gives the highest liberation, is tied up by Mother Yashoda. So this is Shukadev's contribution as he makes such statements regarding this most mysterious Krishna, who is tied up by pranayarasanaya, tied up by the ropes of love, by his great devotees. So it's a very great mystery, and it can be understood by persons who have gone beyond the very pious materialistic section of the Vedas, gone into the understanding of we're not this body, the Upanishads, Vedanta. So the persons on a very, very high level of spiritual understanding can come to that. But Shukadev Goswami has made it available. Even to, out of his mercy, it's available even to the samsaris, persons who are bound up in this material existence. And that is particularly the merciful distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his whole avatar, Karuna avatar, the avatar of all mercy. He accepted as the proper path of spiritual understanding, sadhya sadhana tattva. He accepted after rejecting that one should perform one's vanashram duties, after rejecting karamishra bhakti, jnanamishra bhakti, after rejecting sarvadhaman paritta jacha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted jnane prayasamudha pasya damanta eva. This process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam humbly from devotees, there he says, sthane stita, one should remain in one's position. In other words, it's not necessary to become a sannyasi to have entrance into the topics of Krishna, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted sannyas, but he said it's not necessary. For his preaching, it was necessary. Even for preaching, when the Kurma Brahmana told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want to leave and go with you, I'm fed up of material life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you stay here and preach Krishna consciousness. So it would seem the most normal thing that someone, he's at home and a great realized sannyasi comes, and then he realized, oh, what's the difference between him and me? He's liberated. He doesn't have any material ties like me. So I'll go with you. I'm fed up of this materialistic life. I'll go with you. And the Kurma Brahmana may have thought, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very, very happy. Very good. You also become. No, no, stay at home. Don't come with me. I want to come with you. No, don't. Stay here. But you practice Krishna consciousness at home, you preach Krishna consciousness, and you will be liberated even here. You preach Jari Deko Tari Koha Krishna Upadesh, you will be liberated even here. And you will meet me, you will have my association here. Kabuna Badibe Tomaye Bishoy Taranga Punarapi Etai Pabe Morashanga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that this Vishaita, he said, I can't tolerate this Vishaitaranga, the waves of sense gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you preach Amar Agyai Guru Hoyatara Edesh. You teach the message of Krishna, on my order become a guru. If you do this, you won't be affected by material existence. Even in this place, staying here, you will meet me here. You will find me here. In this very place. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is given out of great mercy. No one's fit for this in this Kali Yoga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he overlooks all disqualifications. Particularly at the present time, the great mercy of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of Shukadeva, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is coming through the widespread distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam as presented by Srila Prabhupada. He is giving the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam to people even of the lowest category, not even pious materialists, but impious materialists, the mercy of Shukadeva is being extended to them. And although these topics may seem very difficult to understand, if you meet some ordinary person and you open and you read, there is no point in arguing that a materialistic man can be happy. You say, yeah, you can be happy. He will argue, but there's no point. So these topics may seem very difficult to understand for the average person, but anyway, these books are being distributed, and by the mercy of Shukadeva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, then people can come to understand these exalted topics. And by the mercy of the devotees who are teaching these topics also, because we're also supposed to speak these things so that people can understand. We ourselves are supposed to speak. We're supposed to assimilate this knowledge. Yaswanubhavam, as mentioned here, about he, Shukadev, who assimilated this knowledge by personal experience. So we have to live the life of Bhagavatam and take this knowledge, accept it, understanding that we can only accept it by mercy. We have no personal qualification. Even Srila Prabhupada himself said, I have no personal qualification. I simply try to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. So in this mood, we can distribute Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's books, and speak the message of Bhagavatam and the great ocean of mercy will drown all the material world, and all the samsaris will go back to Krishna's world. Krishna Shangshar Karo Charyanasha Anacha. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dharmasha. So, Thakur has enjoined us just to join Krishna's samsar, Krishna's family. Giving up all everything else, which is all bad, to make Krishna our mother and father and the essence of all dharma. So, Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please? Anything? Why was he in the womb of his mother? That I just said, because he thought it's too much Maya outside, so better stay inside. So, Hare Krishna. When, did you read, how far did you read in Bhagavatam? Uh-huh. But that didn't answer the question. First canto, 10th chapter. Oh, in the 9th canto of Bhagavatam, this is described. Krishna, at the request of Vyasadev, requested Shukdev in the womb to come out. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.